You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We are 20 minutes away from the start of the big-ass power hour, the type of power hour one power hour looks at us to another power hour. Hey, you see that power hour over there? The other power hour is like, yeah, I see it. What of it? It's one big-ass power hour. 2 hours of picks. First hour, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Side total props for all four games, divisional weekend, and same game parlays as well. And then the final hour, the power hour proper, NBA, college hoops, NHL overnight bets from Friday into Saturday in the world of college basketball. But right now on the show, we wrap up our guest for today, and we saved the best for last. It is the one, the only, the great Evan Silva from the awesome website Establish the Run. You heard Mike Gallagher with us on the show yesterday. Mike Gallagher does an awesome job talking NBA, writing NBA for Establish the Run. Evan, well, I think the fantasy football goat, does a great job for ETR. I'm a subscriber, establishtherun.com, Establish the Run on Twitter. Evan is on Twitter at Evan Silva. Evan, happy Phenomenal Football Friday. Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network. Happy divisional weekend to you and yours, my friend.
Guys, good to be back with you. Absolutely. I think this is the best football weekend consistently year over year. Very few misses since I've been covering the NFL, which has been for about, 15 years, something like that. And I think I can maybe remember one divisional round weekend that disappointed. I mean, that's like 14 out of 15. That's a pretty good rate. We'd definitely take that if we were betting. But I have some thoughts on some totals. I don't think I have really strong takes on sides, but we could talk about all the games. It's also a great DFS slate to play. There are some value plays, and it's an incredible wide receiver slate. I mean, you know, this is the best of the best in terms of passing games. It is a slate that is filled with passing game firepower.
No, I totally agree. It's interesting that the DFS slate's so interesting as somebody who doesn't play that, because I feel like that dovetails in with Nick and I saying so many different teams could be the highest scoring team this week or the lowest scoring team this week when we were doing those markets. Just like volatility, a lot of options, like you mentioned, a lot of great passing offenses, and pretty high totals considering what the weather is going to be in some of these places. But like you mentioned, we can go through all the games and get your thoughts. Sounds like you like some totals. Maybe we can go through some prop stuff as well. We can start with Cincy and Tennessee on Saturday, Evan. So Tennessee favored by 3.5, been about the same the entire week, went to 3.5 very early in the week and has stayed there. Total 47.5, weather figures to not really be a factor, mid-30s, not a lot of wind. wind in Tennessee. And obviously Derrick Henry activated while we've been on the air and is going to start on Saturday, I should say, for Tennessee. So your thoughts, side, total, props, DFS, everything for Bengals and Titans.
Yeah, well, the first thing that really stands out to me is the fact that both of these defenses, they're pretty good pass rushes. And I think that they have overachieved a little bit relative to their talent in the secondary overall. But they are both very highly vulnerable to explosive pass plays. For instance, the Titans have given up the third most 20-plus yard completions in the NFL at 65. The Bengals are right behind them, have given up 60 pass plays of 20-plus yards. And we have two aggressive passing offenses that are capable of exploiting those weaknesses with big-time receivers. This first-round bye was critical for Tennessee to get A.J. Brown, and you know, who dealt with a late-season calf injury, and Julio Jones, who dealt with a hamstring almost all year long, did have a really good-looking week 18, but then he got that week off to get back to 100%. When Ryan Tannehill had Derrick Henry plus A.J. Brown plus Julio Jones on the field together, which was the equivalent of a little bit over four games this regular season, his yards per pass attempt spiked from 7 to 9.4, which would have led the league. Who actually did lead the league in yards per pass attempt? Joe Burrow on the other side. I don't think there's anybody in the Titans secondary that can cover Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. I like T. Higgins to have a big bounce-back game, and I'm looking to bet him to lead all wide receivers during divisional round week in receiving. I took it a 14-1 earlier in the week. I'm not sure exactly where it is right now, but I think anything 12, 14, 16, anywhere in that range, I like T. Higgins a lot.
Evan with awesome stuff there on the Cincinnati Bengals and the Tennessee Titans. Evan, let's stay on Saturday and move to the night game. Frozen Tundra, Lambeau Field. Nick Bosa cleared concussion protocol within the last like 10 minutes. Expected, but he is going to play in the game for San Francisco. We wait official word on David Bakhtiari. MVS is doubtful for Green Bay. Maybe more targets for Alan Lazard. Packers, a 5.5-point favorite. Total is 47. What about the Packers and the Niners on Saturday night?
Yeah, I meant to say, but I also took the over on Titans-Bengals at 47.5. Taking the under on this one, you have Jimmy Garoppolo banged up, playing in, you know, roughly 5-degree weather, minus 10 wind chill. And I think it's just going to be a lot of Elijah Mitchell and a lot of Debo Samuel. Our ownership projections for DFS tournaments this week, we have Debo Samuel coming in as very low owned, because he is in this range with A.J. Brown and Ja'Marr Chase. There's just a bunch of of receivers in the $6,000 range on DraftKings, and we think that Debo Samuel might go overlooked. I think he could get 15 carries in this game. I mean, he had 10 last week, and the best chance, or maybe the only chance, of the 49ers moving the ball in this game is to run it. A lot of Debo Samuel, a lot of Eli Mitchell. And I think they will be able to have success running against Green Bay. On the other side, my feeling is that Bakhtiari is not going to play. I mean, I think he had a setback. And this 49ers pass rush has been on fire. Also, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, you know, very inconsistent player, but also an actual difference maker on the field. When he's on the field, you know, he's another one of these guys that, you know, he can affect the game even if when he's not catching the ball. Because he's got 4.37 speed, you're downgrading to Alan Lazard, a good possession receiver, but he runs 4.65. And so I think the Packers come in somewhere around 24 points. I think the 49ers hover in the 17 to 20 point range, and we can sail pretty smoothly to this under in Green Bay, San Francisco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, so Evan, there were thoughts on both the totals in the Saturday games, over in Cincinnati and Tennessee, and then under, which I thought a really good explanation in Niners and Packers. Evan, the early game on Sunday, Rams and Tampa Bay, the game with by far the best weather, you know, going to be in the upper 50s. We're obviously playing in Florida. And yet, despite that, I think Nick and I both have some hesitation about whether there will be a lot of scoring in this game. Total 48. We wait to, you know, Jensen Wirfs for the Buccaneers, whether they're going to play on the offensive line. Andrew Whitworth, the Rams left tackle, has already been declared out in the game. So some questions maybe about whether each team's going to get the protection necessary to score a lot. Bucks are a 2.5-point favorite, total 48. Your thoughts on the early game on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I took the under when it was at 48.5, and I probably wouldn't take it at 48. I think that half point really matters here because so many games land, you know, 27-21, you know, that type of finish. But I did take this under, and it's for the reasons that you mentioned, the offensive line issues. I think Ryan Jensen's going to play, albeit at significantly less than 100%, trying to block Aaron Donald. Okay, good luck to him. I don't think that Tristan Wirfs is going to play. He's got a high ankle sprain. Maybe he'll try to gut it out. That didn't go well last week. And his backup also, Josh Wells, is less than 100%, has been practicing, but limited with a quad. And the receiver core is just, it's been depleted, you know. And if the Rams do decide to stick Jalen Ramsey on, you know, in ISO coverage against Mike Evans, which they haven't done very much of this year, but they did do to DK Metcalf in obvious passing situations late in the season. And this would be the most obvious matchup possible for them to do that. I mean, I think Jalen Ramsey can have success against Mike Evans. If not, if he plays in that middle of the field star role, then he's going to encounter a lot of Rob Gronkowski. So, I mean, he's going to make a difference either way. But, man, these backup receivers that they're going to be playing with, Rashad Perryman has a torn abdomen. AB's long gone. Chris Godwin's long gone. Tyler Johnson has not produced. I guess they're going to go with Scotty Miller, who they showed no faith in during the regular season. My guess is that they promote John Brown from the practice squad, who they just signed a couple of weeks ago. I mean, they're in trouble at the skill positions, I think. Leonard Fournette doesn't seem like he's anywhere near 100%. He's going to play maybe, but far less than 100%. And then Andrew Whitworth is out on the other side at left tackle for the Rams. So I like the under on this one. I think it's going to be a good game. Just not a shootout. You know, they played earlier this year. It was 34-24. I think this is going to be more like 27-21.
Maybe we'll get a shootout in the final game, the crown jewel, the main event of the weekend, the Bills and the Chiefs. Could be an argument to be made. This is the AFC Championship game, maybe even the Super Bowl. Evan, we only have about 60 seconds to go here, so would love your as much as you can give to us there in about a minute. Chiefs a 2-point favorite, total 54. Mahomes v. Allen, what do you got?
Yeah, I think that we're going to continue to see a lot of Josh Allen running because the Chiefs during the regular season gave the sixth most quarterback rushing yards. They gave the most rushing touchdowns to quarterbacks in the league. And if you go back to last week, you know, the Bills, like that was a huge part of their game plan. I mean, they came out, Josh Allen, they ran him aggressively on the first few drives and had so much success doing that. He's a tough dude to tackle. I mean, you know, he becomes a legit running back when he's on the move, and, you know, the Chiefs were vulnerable in that area. I also think that, you know, the Chiefs have gotten back into somewhat of a groove offensively. Historically, Travis Kelce's done very well in these matchups against Buffalo. Tyreek Hill also has had a recent monster game against Buffalo, and it looks like he's back to 100%. I don't really have a great take on this one. I just can't wait to watch it. From a betting standpoint, but I'm excited to watch this one. It's obviously it's got the highest total on the slate, and it's the last game. And, you know, you're going to need some pieces from this game probably to win anything in DFS.
Yeah, I think we kind of agree. It's a coin flip game. I feel like if you're trying to pick the winner of this game or bet this game against the spread, if you're interested in all of Evan's DFS content, if you're going to play DFS this weekend, obviously check out his awesome website, Establish the Run, at establishtherun.com. My friend, wishing you the best of luck on the bets this weekend, the best of luck in DFS. Enjoy the games, and we will catch up with you soon here, hopefully for Championship Sunday here on You Better You Bet.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Evan Silva joining us here on the show. I kind of agree with the man. Like, the Bills-Chiefs game, like, I can't wait to watch it. Also, like, I don't know. It's like, flip a coin. Who do you like in the game?
I don't know. Right. You know what I like? Our same game parlays. That's what I like. Yeah. Let's have the game get loose. A lot of touchdowns.
Finna get loose.
Shouty get loose.
Yeah, so I don't know how I'm supposed to respond. Like, you know what? Let's just go to break. I got nothing.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.